Thoughts, May 25th, 2018. I'm hoping you spent some time this week thinking about what you were thinking about. I know some of you spent a great deal of time watching and thinking about the royal wedding. I'm amazed at how much of the internet was and is still consumed with photos and commentaries, not only on the bride and groom, but also on what people wore, who were there, and so forth. But on the other hand, I guess it's not that surprising. I think that many little girls have dreamed of a handsome prince whisking them off to his castle and living happily ever after. And probably many a little boy has dreamed of being a handsome prince who would marry a beautiful actress someday. At least that's what my generation dreamed of. And if you watch any of the Hallmark shows today, that's the storyline of a lot of them. And when I checked the internet, I found that little girls still dream of being ballerinas and actresses when they grow up. So an actress marrying a prince looks like a dream come true. And during this crazy time in our world, I guess a lot of folks need to retreat from the horror going on all around us and step into that make-believe world of childhood dreams. But I'm also sure a lot of your thoughts this past week have been on the reality going on all around us. Students being murdered in their classrooms just days before their graduation ceremonies. Talks of war breaking out again between the U.S. and North Korea. My husband served in the Korean War. He told me it's the only war the U.S. has ever fought that didn't end in our victory. Only a peace treaty was signed between the two nations. I didn't know that until Olin told me about it. The TV and internet full of the Me Too movement. A movement of women telling of horrible, unthinkable sexual abuse. Some true, but we know not all of the reports are, but nevertheless, some men's lives are being ruined by accusations without proof being given. While at the same time, other men are being rightly punished and stopped from acts of further abuse on women. Evil is running rampant, but in spite of how it looks, evil does not win. God does. And that's the thought that we must keep planted solidly in our minds. And it sure helps us do that when we study the scriptures. When we know the promises of God, and when we know that the day is coming when Jesus Christ is returning and there will be no more evil. Last week we read in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 that when Jesus returns, he will come down from heaven with a loud command or with a shout. Max Lucado is one of my favorite authors, and he says when Jesus returns, he thinks he's going to shout, "No more! No more sin! No more pain! No more heartache! No more death! No more!" And I love that. Sometimes I believe we all just want to shout, "No more!" This week, I'm hoping you'll think on the things that the Apostle Paul told us to think about in Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. God gave us the ability to choose. So let's really try to choose our thoughts for the next 7 days. I grew up in the PMA, the positive mental attitude area. Phrases such as, "I can do it. If it is to be, it's up to me." The self-talk that was taught was only half-truth, just as all of Satan's talk is. The truth isn't what I can do in my own strength, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, as Philippians 4:13 says. The PMA was a time of teaching self-esteem, not Christ-esteem. Well, here we are years later, and like the old saying goes, whether something is true or not, the proof is in the pudding. And the culture of our country today is evidence of the thoughts that were planted in many a mind in that self-esteem generation. Self-esteem is a crock. Only when we know who we are in Christ is there peace of mind and joy in our soul. Only when our hope is not in the things of this world, but in the things to come. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Our boots are on the ground, as the military expression goes, but our thoughts are to be on eternity. God has given us the ability to live in two different realms of time. What does that look like? Well, that's what we're going to talk about some next Friday. For now, Psalm 139 says, God knows our thoughts before we think them. So we need to keep thinking about what we're thinking about. Love you.